May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The Nigerian novelist Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie has a wonderful TED Talk that I commend to you, and it is called The Danger of a Single Story. The Danger of a Single Story. The TED Talk warns listeners about the pitfalls of believing that you understand a person or a culture because you have heard a single story about them. She opens the TED Talk by sharing a personal example. Adichie grew up in Nigeria in a middle-class family, and as was the norm for middle-class Nigerians, her family hired a young boy to be their houseboy and to be domestic help. His name was Fide. She recalls, quote, "The only thing my mother told me about him was that his family was very poor. My mother sent yams and rice and our old clothes to his family." She goes on to say, "I had enormous pity for Fide's family." But her perception of Fide and his family changed one Saturday when Adichie and her parents went to the market and Fide's family was there selling gorgeous, intricate raffia baskets that one of Fide's siblings had made. She said about that experience that she was almost startled that somebody so poor could make something so beautiful. She said, "Their poverty was my single story of them." The dangers of a single story would go on to haunt Adichie when she left Nigeria to study in the United States for college. The same projections that she had made towards Fide would then be projected back onto her. Those she encountered in America had a single story of what Africans were like. She reflects on all of this and she concludes that, quote, "The single story creates stereotypes. The problem with stereotypes is not that they are untrue necessarily. The problem is that they are incomplete. They make one story become the story." So the dangers of a single story, I wonder if that's a little how Martha would feel if she knew that this one story from her life, this one story where she neglected to show hospitable presence to Jesus because she was so wrapped up in her to-do list, if she knew that that would become the single story that people knew and heard about her, not for 6 months, not for 6 years, but for thousands of years. In this context, it seems as though the danger of a single story is that it could lead us to believe that Martha's way of being, the bustle and the busyness, is categorically wrong. In truth, however, it would seem to me that it takes all kinds of people, the bustling, the busy, the peaceful, the present, it takes all kinds of people to make things work. What I mean by that is for that any system to function, whether it be a family, a church, a corporation, For any system to function, we have to have the doers and the dreamers. Those who are attuned to the big picture and all of its moving pieces, and those that are present to the here and now, not neglecting the present moment for the sake of progress or productivity. Political activists, organizers, and academics rehearse this tension over and over again. Some people insist that we need folks who are able to step back and analyze the long course of history, even if we're doing so from within the confines of the academy. Others insist that we've got to be out in the streets, tending to the needs of the suffering and the sorrowful. However, the way I see it, following Jesus is much too spacious of an occupation to be defined by any one way of being. Not only do we need a variety of personalities and proclivities, but we also need to recognize that we each contain within ourselves the capacity for multiple ways of being. Those of us who tend toward a more monastic position could probably stand to have our peace shaken up now and again. Jesus is there in the disruption. Those of us who busy ourselves in service to the world could probably stand to step back, to take a breath, to listen, to make space to hear God's voice speaking in the midst of it all. Jesus is in the serenity, just as well as he is in the chaos. If we act like Jesus can't be found in both places, then I think what we do is we put Jesus in a little box. We tell a single story about who Jesus is, and that is very limiting. Molly and I, at our wedding, chose Mary and Martha as the gospel text that would be read, and this was a little non-traditional. However, we wanted to highlight a story that showed women following Jesus. We also wanted to highlight a story that shows what it means to live together well despite all the pressures of modern life. At the time when I chose that text, the way that I read it was that we should emulate Mary. We should scrap the things we think we should be doing in favor of real presence to the person in front of you. I still think there are parts of that perspective that are interesting and valid, but now with two kids and laundry and dishes, it's hard to imagine that both of us could stand to be Mary all the time. So now I read the story with a little more nuance. I tend to think now that the pitfall for Martha was not the busyness in and of itself, right? We need people to do things, get things done. But instead, the pitfall was in neglecting the presence of Christ right in front of her. We can have many ways of being where we neglect the presence of Christ. But the truth is that whether we are rocking on a porch swing with a friend, drinking a glass of iced tea, or powering through a to-do list, no matter which thing we're doing, we are beloved by God. We are beloved by God, regardless of what we are doing or being or not doing or not being. So my question for you this morning is, where is God calling you to step up or to step back? And the good news is, whether you intend to step up or to step back, there is a place for you here at Calvary. If you feel as though you want to lean into your inner Mary, to encounter the living God in the presence of the person in front of you, you might consider signing up to be an evening host at IHN on August 11th. Yes, that's a shameless plug. we need volunteers. You don't have to cook, you don't have to clean, you just need to show up. Be present to the guests, listen to their stories, connect with them, connect with their children. There's a sign-up sheet in Hannaford Hall. Or if you feel as though you might want to lean into your inner Martha, maybe you've been spending a lot of time during this pandemic in a quiet, contemplative state. Maybe, just maybe, you might want to sign up to be a volunteer at Laundry Love on Wednesday, July 27th. You can sling quarters or dryer sheets or slices of pizza at the city limits laundromat. By doing so, this way of acting and doing, you can bring dignity to our neighbors through tangible acts of service. These are just two of the many ways you can answer God's call to follow Jesus, both in stillness and in motion. So don't let a single story of who you are keep you locked in a shell of habit. Instead, seek to serve Christ by any means necessary, whether in solitude or in the nitty-gritty of life. Our friends at Forward Movement offer this prayer, and I would like to offer it to you now. O God, your Son Jesus Christ enjoyed rest and refreshment in the home of Mary and Martha of Bethany. Give us the will to love you, open our hearts to hear you, and strengthen our hands to serve you and others for your sake, and through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.